Blackstone Audio presents A Perfect Blood by Kim Harrison. This book is read by Marguerite Gavin. To the guy who likes remodeling even more than I do.
I'd like to thank my agent, Richard Curtis, and my editor, Diana Gill, without whom The Hollows would be but a small dream.
Chapter 1. The woman across from me barely sniffed when I slammed the pen down on the counter. She didn't care that I was furious, that I'd been standing in this stupid line for over an hour, that I couldn't get my license renewed or my car registered in my name. I was tired of doing everything through Jenks or Ivy, but Demon wasn't a species option on the form. Friday morning at the DMV office. God, what had I been thinking? "Look," I said, waving a faded photocopied piece of paper. "I have my birth certificate, my high school diploma, my old license, and a library card. I'm standing right in front of you. I am a person, and I need a new driver's license and my car registered." The woman gestured for the next guy in line, her bedraggled graying hair and lack of makeup only adding to her bored disinterest. I glared at the tidy wearer in a business suit who had moved to stand too close behind me, and nervous, he dropped back. The clerk looked at me over her glasses and sucked at her teeth. "I'm sorry," she finally said, tapping at her keyboard and bringing up a new screen. "You're not in the system under which or even other." She squinted at me. "You're listed as dead." "You're not dead, are you?" Crap on toast. Can this get any worse? Frustrated, I tugged my shoulder bag up higher. "No, but can I get a dead vamp?"